Good to have you as we dig deeper into the headlines, as always, giving you better analysis than anyone else. And I truly mean that because I get better people to explain things. Steve Friend is a former FBI special agent, served 5 years on an FBI SWAT team, 5 years before that in local law enforcement in Georgia. It's a shocking journey from beat cop to suspended FBI whistleblower. He's got a new book, by the way, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. It'll be out, I guess next week. Steve, good to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning.
So your new book, just about ready to blow the dust off it and put it out there, eh?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's been a long time coming. I wrote it last year. Unfortunately, it was my first foray into any sort of authoring process, and it's just been a long schedule here of edits and all that. But it's been worked out really well, especially with the hearing a couple weeks ago. Been able to sort of put an exclamation point on everything I was able to reveal there.
All right, so at the hearing, basically, you talk about, and it's a select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government and the House Judiciary Committee. And some people believe that your performance there will pave the way. And you and I have talked a number of times in the past, but basically you're putting it out there. You're a whistleblower, but you were not treated like a whistleblower is supposed to be treated. That's number one, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's always come down to I don't have to be right. I just have to be reasonable with my concerns. I was perfectly willing to go back to doing the work of a special agent for the FBI. I just wanted my concerns looked into, and if I was right, then let's correct it, things. And if I'm wrong, then give me an explanation, and no harm, no foul. But instead, the FBI didn't want to look into any sort of malfeasance on its own part. It just wanted to attack the messenger, which to me is pretty plain then that you get all the flack over the target, and I'm most likely right in my assessment of the situation.
All right, so you were suspended. What is your status currently with the FBI?
I resigned in February, and part of that, the reason for having to do that, was I had an offer to work for the Center for Renewing America. And I was in unpaid, indefinite suspension from the FBI for about 5 months. I requested to seek outside employment, but the problem is the FBI has weaponized that process. So they denied my request for a job, and even if they had accepted it, I was going to be limited to earning only $7,500 a year. So it's basically a tactic that the FBI uses to.
So you're going to live pretty high on the hog at that $7,500 a year.
Bernie Sanders would be my object to that one.
Socialism comes home for the Friend family. What did you uncover? What was so upsetting to them? What did you tell? Because for folks that haven't heard you before, I want them to hear what you were whistleblowing on specifically.
Yeah, it's basically two prongs. First, when it comes to the January 6th case management that the FBI is doing. January 6th should be one case run out of Washington, D.C. with a whole bunch of subjects. But instead, the FBI elected to open up a separate case for every single person and then assign those cases to all the field offices around the country, wherever the person lived. And that is creating this false statistical narrative that there's thousands of domestic terrorism cases when they're all just springing out of this one-time incident. And that's tied to compensation for senior executives within the FBI.
So if I may, let me create a story for you and see if this is kind of what we're talking about. You actually have a domestic terrorist. Let's say his name's Timothy McVeigh, for example. And he gets in his car at his brother's house in Michigan and drives through Ohio and then through Indiana, catches a corner of Kentucky, ends up in Oklahoma. So all of a sudden you have a domestic terrorist in state after state after state, but it's all the same person. But yet the statistics are twisted in such a way to create this idea that there's all these domestic terrorists, when really it was one guy.
Correct. And January 6th is the most egregious example, but that's only one case, an example in itself. I mean, there's plenty of other examples where one of my fellow whistleblowers at the table with me, Garrett O'Boyle, had a case where there were four members of a group that he was investigating, and he was told to open up a separate case for each person so that the office had four cases instead of one. And that's the sort of manipulations that the FBI advertises in order for Christopher Wray to stand up and say that we have 2,700 active domestic terrorist cases in the FBI, but that's just not honest.
And it's just not honest. No, and this is what I have said, and I'm glad you brought this to our attention. I'll tell you why, Steve. Because I've said for a very long time the numbers were grossly exaggerated. Because I did studies. I did work for NBC News back in the late 90s and into the early 2000s in search of members of the Ku Klux Klan, for example. And at that time, even the Southern Poverty Law Center, a greatly discredited organization that would declare your mother a domestic terrorist if given the opportunity, they couldn't find 10,000 members of the Ku Klux Klan in every fraction, faction, and everything else across this country 20 years ago. They couldn't find 10,000 in the entire United States. And that has not changed. It's not like the Klan and these other things have somehow blossomed in recent years. It's all garbage. It's all bunk, isn't it?
Correct, correct. I mean, in the current quota system the FBI uses is about 10 years old. And in the last 10 years, the number of domestic terrorism cases has quadrupled. So it's just working smarter, not harder. And it's tied to bonus compensation. It's tied to overall budgeting for the FBI. And then the second part of my whistleblower complaint, which I think is probably more egregious, it's gotten a lot of people fired up, is the fact that we were using SWAT or large arrest operations for people who had said, if you need anything from me, just let me know. And that is the process is the punishment for so many people that the FBI perceives to be enemies of the political elite. And I thought that was a risk to public safety. I figured I thought of myself as the guy in the room the day before Waco. And if I had the opportunity to stand up and say, we need to think about this in a different way and pick up the phone and call this guy, as opposed to sending a raid to his house. I didn't want to be in a Monday morning quarterback situation where we had potentially the public put at risk, or even FBI personnel at risk.
You mean shooting the guy's dog and his family members is probably a bad idea? I mean, really?
No, I don't think using air assets or a dog hit team is probably in keeping with the tradition of federal law.
I'm guessing it's probably true. The name of the book, by the way, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. Now, let me ask you this. I only got 60 seconds here, Steve. Do you have recourse civilly against the agency? Do you intend to sue the FBI, or are you already?
No recourse right now. I've moved on to greener pastures. I'm just focusing on getting my message out. I have been in contact with Congressman Gates' staff, and they are drafting legislation to get the back pay for all the whistleblowers who were summarily suspended indefinitely. So maybe I'll be made whole that way. But I'm just concentrating on trying to reform this agency, if not pull it out root and branch and start federal law enforcement all over again.
Steve Frank, keep the faith, my friend.
I will, sir. Have a great one.
Thank you very much. That book's out next week, by the way. True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower by Steve Friend. Coming next week. You'll want to get your hands on a copy of that for sure. You'll also want to get your hands on a copy of WellConnect information, because with the cost of energy going up and the war on your home appliances, WellConnect has never been more important. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system. It's an affordable geothermal system built by people right here in Michigan, available nationwide, of course. They're looking for installers and HVAC companies to partner with as well. WellConnect, hybrid geothermal. Find out more at WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. Is it the right fit for you? Find out today. WellConnectGeo.com. I'll be back. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Attention, Michigan Medicaid members and those using food assistance programs. Federal changes could affect your program benefits and coverage. Learn what the changes are and what they mean for you at michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. That's michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.